Okay, we were still in Chelak Aleph Perek Sheni Tachlis Habriya, and Ramchal views this as so axiomatic. He wants to be certain that we connect all the dots. I believe we finished Siv Gimel, correct?
Up to
Dalek. Vihine, lichshiyu b'mitzius inyanim hashonim ha'ele. Shel shleimus v'chisaron she dibarnu. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a nivra to whom he can be meitiv. This nivra to whom he can be meitiv has to have bechira so that he will be able to be a ba'al ha-tov. He'll be able to earn the tov. And in order to be able to earn the tov, he has to make choices. So there has to exist a framework of choices. That's what we call the universe. The universe is the framework of choices. Within the universe, there's Tame, there's Tahar, there's Mutar, there's Asur. Then, Timatze Habiriyash Zacharno Bitchuna Shitzricha Gliot. That now we already have the right context for this process. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being able to give Tov Perush be'efsharut l'shnei ha'inyanim v'yecholet aleihem, that since man has, again, this Nivra is a Ba'al Bechira, and it's yecholet aleihem, it's in his hands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't create, that's the whole nature of Yifas Toar, that's the exception to the rule, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu diber k'neged yetzer hara shel Adam, that he knew that he can't ask an individual in the heat of battle to be poresh totally from the Shivyan, so he creates a framework. Rabbi Chezkel Abramsky was medayik. That means that everything else is in our hands. Everything else is in our hands. We can do everything else. There's a famous story of Rav Elimelech. He once was on his way to the Magid of Meshuritz on Erev Shabbos, and a goy asked him, "Could you help me? I have to move something." And Rav Elimelech said, I can't. And continued going, looked at his watch, even Hasidim this Erev Shabbos. So he's, I can't. So the goy yelled after him, "You can, you don't want to." And Rabbi Melech realized that it's true. In other words, that he always has to think, "I can." In other words, I'm a Baal Bechira. I'm making a Bechira. It's not that I can't. It's I can, and I'm choosing what I am doing. So this Birya has this choice. It's in his hands to choose. Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't give someone a nisayon he can't deal with. Shetikne hashlemus, and so within that choice, he has to choose properly. Ubacharta b'chayim, tikne hashlemus, v'te'oder min hachisronus. By being bocher in the shlemus, he pointed out, he's coming karov to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's he'oras panim. Were he chas v'shom to choose the chisaron, that would be hester panim. V'yimatzu loha imtzoim l'dovar zeh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a universe to create an infinite number of options, of frameworks that a person will find himself in, and in which will be able to make these choices. Perish liknot zeh hashlemut hinim bevadei pratim rabim b'shanim tzarech sheyimatzu bevriya. So in every situation, even if one is on a desert island, there are choices that have to be made, and those choices require that there be objects. This object is mutter, this object is asur. This context is mutter, this context is asur. There's a framework of time, a framework of a world of domain, of tzomeach, of chai v'chule. Hinevadi pratim rabim b'shanim tzarech sheyimatzu bebriya. The yichusim rabim bein pratim ha'ela. In other words, the relationship between things. What's the cause and what's the effect? And then we have pu'ulos that are direct and pu'ulos that are indirect. So you could do an aveira with grama, you could do a mitzvah with grama. It's a shichacha, it's a mitzvah that's performed with grama. Ad sheyetzliach b'tachlis ha'machuvan ba. V'ulam. However, one has to distinguish between the ikar and the tafel. Kosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world for the whales. Even if a person wears a butt and saves the whales, he's not saving the whales because the whales are the purpose of creation. Man is the purpose of creation. The whale is simply one of those objects that was put into the world to give man a choice to use it for its blubber and not for its meat. Ulam habirya asher hitatida linyan gadol hazeh dahinu advekus bo yisparach shemosh zakarnu hiti kari haikaris l'chol habriya. Anthropomorphic, right? And it was that man is the center. Kosh Baruch Hu created everything simply as a theater, as a backdrop, as the scenery for man. And man will use that scenery within the course of his choices. V'chol shar ma sheyibori b'mitzius, everything but this nivra lo yeh ela ozer be'ezet tzad. It has no meaning per se. It's a question. So there are animals there. So we should be careful not to do tzar balei chayim. In other words, that's our nisayon. But the animal is not the purpose of creation. The tachlis is that man should get to dveikus. Man will get to dveikus by making the proper choices and using the universe in the proper manner. Everything is tafel, whether you're dealing with a whale or an orangutan or a house cat or a cockroach. It's all tafel to man. Achabirya haikarit beemet. Hu hamin ha'enoshi. Again, we never identified it, even though we all know who we're talking about. And again, we're dealing with the min ha'enoshi. How does a Jew fit into the min ha'enoshi? That we'll see as we continue. V'chol sha'ar ha'nivraim. Everything but man, be it domeim, be it someach, be it in the world of chai, bein hashvalim, bein ha'gvoim mimenu, einam ela ba'avuro. Ba'avuro, again, not... You know that the purpose of a tree is to give a shade to man. Ba'avuro, the purpose of the tree is to give man a choice of thanking a Kadosh Baruch Hu for the shade. In other words, it's a choice of coming using everything in the bria to become closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Einam ela ba'avuro lahashlamat inyanav. His inyan is dveikus. He becomes a dveik by choosing shleimus, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu defines what is shleimus and what is chisaron. Sometimes things change in a situation of pikuach nefesh. So chilul Shabbos is the shleimus. In a situation which is not pikuach nefesh, so shmirah Shabbos is the shleimus. It depends on the circumstances. Kamod shavar od lifnei misyata d'shmaya. I think I pointed out to you once that Rav Lef, who was the Rav of Moshe Matisyahu, used to be a rabbi in Miami Beach, and he had a congregant who was an elderly individual, and the congregant's wife asked the Rav to call the congregant that he should not fast on Yom Kippur. So the Rav said, is this a medical? It says, yes, all the doctors say shouldn't fast. So the Rav called his fellow that he shouldn't fast on Yom Kippur. The fellow says, I've never eaten on Yom Kippur, and I'm not going to eat it even if it kills me. So Rav Lev said, you can't get an aliyah in shul. Why can't I get an aliyah in shul? You're an Ovid of Avodah Zarah. You have an Avodah Zarah called life. In other words, you have Avodah Zarah called fasting in Yom Kippur. Fasting in Yom Kippur is for someone who is healthy. Someone who's not healthy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ubacharta Bechayim. You want to be Ovid of Avodah Zarah fasting in Yom Kippur, you're not going to get an aliyah. A person has to know that that what's considered to be shalem and what's not, that's totally in Ritzon Hashem. Now, and a person has to be able to be mevatel himself to Ritzon Hashem, even if he would have wanted to do things differently in what he would view as an ideal world. Not only do we have the world of Teirag Mitzvos, but also Haskola, Talmud Torah, Midos Tovos, that a person should be an Onav, that a person should be a Rachu, Machanun, Heimin Yane Shleimus. These are also part of that Shleimus that we have choices. We're put in circumstances. We can get upset, or we can smile. We can blow ourselves up like roosters, or we can be normal chicks. In other words, these are questions of choice. Shenimtzu lehishtalein behem ha'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these possibilities even within the world of character. Ubacharta b'chayim, to choose the shleimus and not to choose the chisaron. Inyanei chomer midos ra'os, inyanei ha'chisaron shedibarnu, sheha'adam musam b'neihem liknot lo ha'shleimus. So we have man, and we have around him a universe of shleimus and chisaron. Man's task is to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gets to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by choosing shleimus. By choosing shleimus, he becomes an ish Elohim. He links in with Or Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the siyata d'shmaya to be a dovek to the degree humanly possible. Ad kan hakofa aleph. Emirtz Hashem chelak aleph perek shlishi, elal permitting, traffic permitting, Emirtz Hashem on Tuesday morning. Okay? Thank you very much. You should all have a good Shabbos.